The birth of sin.
When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. James 1:13.
I bless you to believe that God does not tempt you. Believe that your temptations are not coming from God, and that the father of lies has no hold on God.
But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. James 1:14.
I bless you to understand that you are tempted by the shame I fall short the father of lies had embedded in your mind long ago. Grasp that you are tempted by the condemnation I am deemed bad, that the father of lies had infused in your mind as a child. Agree that you are tempted by the abandonment I've been left, that the father of lies had lodged in your mind in the past. I bless you to realize that the father of lies tempts you with a purpose to lure you away from living in the presence of your perfect father, where his love, hope, and truth abound. His goal is to get you alone, away from the protection of your father's love, hope, and truth, so that you can accept his covering of hiding, running, and blaming.
Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. James 1:15.
I bless you to capture that if you accept and believe the lies of shame, condemnation, and abandonment that the father of lies had injected in your mind as a child, you will react to these lies and give birth to sin. You fabricate your own set of sinful behavior patterns to cover the pain of the enemy's lies. This will lead to death every day of your life here on earth.
Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. James 1:12.
Blessed are you who stay in God's truth, love, and hope, because when you have stood the temptation, you will receive life every day here on this earth. I bless you.